Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share a Bible principle.
Today I'd like to ask you a question. Assuming you're a part of a church, when people observe your church, talk about your church, what do they say? Are they impressed with your facility, the size of your church, your teaching pastor? Well, if you answered yes to any of these specific questions, that's very good. But do you know what is one of the most significant things God is impressed with about a church? It's generosity. Paul made this point very clear when he wrote his second letter to the Corinthians, a letter in which he bragged about Christians in another geographical area. Listen to what he wrote.
We want you to know, brothers and sisters, about the grace of God that was given to the churches of Macedonia. During a severe trial brought about by affliction, their abundant joy and their extreme poverty overflowed in a wealth of generosity on their part. I can testify that according to their ability and even beyond their ability, of their own accord, they begged us earnestly for the privilege of sharing in the ministry to the saints. And not just as we had hoped. Instead, they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us by God's will.
The churches Paul was commending were the Philippians, the Bereans, and the Thessalonians. Paul was holding them up as great models for the Corinthian church. And what a model they were, giving out of poverty, something I can't identify with. But why were they so generous? Well, you may have missed it. But here's what Paul said. They gave themselves first to the Lord. That made all the difference. What about your church, my church? The principle is clear. All local communities of faith are to be models of generosity.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org.